I got a text from a friend this week who knew I was working on this book. Here's the deal, she said. We want to know, one, how we can help our kids, and two, what we did to cause this problem. We're all feeling a lot of mom guilt over here. I do not want you to be listening to this book with or out of mom guilt or dad guilt or anyone guilt. If your daughter is a worrier or has anxiety, I know you may be asking yourself, why her? She is very likely asking herself, why me? Let me tell you what I say to every girl facing anxiety. You feel this way because you're really great. The smartest, most conscientious, try hard, care about things girls I know are the ones who struggle with anxiety. It's honestly because you're awesome. You care so much, and that's the bottom line of why you worry. I'm serious. Let's start there. The girls I see who live with anxiety are some of the most hardworking, caring, intentional, kind, brilliant girls I know. Things matter to them. Everything matters to them, which can make life hard, and it can make it hard to know when or how to turn that kind of care off. Also, it's helpful for her to know she's in good company. I tell girls that anxiety is the primary mental health problem among children and teens. Not that I would use the phrase mental health in my office with girls themselves necessarily. That sounds like the catastrophizing we're going to be talking more about later. But it does help her a lot to know she's not the only one struggling. I explain it more like, I talk to girls every day who worry more than they wish they would. They have trouble turning those good brains of theirs off, and so they have lots of looping thoughts. And believe me, I have heard girls say they're worried about everything you can imagine. There is nothing you could say that would surprise me or make me think less of you. So let's talk about the good and prevalent company she is keeping. Here are some anxiety-related statistics. Anxiety is the primary mental health problem facing children and teens today, and has been so for more than a decade. Anxiety is also the primary mental health problem for adults. Half of adults who report anxiety say that their anxiety began when they were children. Although they may appear earlier, symptoms have been known to emerge in children as young as 4 or 5 years of age. Statistics show that 1 in 5 children develops an anxiety disorder, and many more will be on the outskirts of that statistic. Affluent children and teens are at especially high risk of developing anxiety disorders. Today's teens and young adults are 5 to 8 times more likely to experience symptoms of anxiety disorders than people were in history, including during events such as the Great Depression, World War II, and the Cold War. Untreated anxiety in children is one of the greatest predictors of depression during adolescence and adulthood. The average span of time a child experiences anxiety before beginning therapy is 2 years. According to the National Institute